Welcome to Generation Why Not. Generation Why Not is an attitude. When we think of a generation, we often think of age and how much they make and if it's a male or a female. Well, Generation Why Not breaks that mold. It is a generation that runs across all different ages and all over the world, actually, just as a generation might. And it's interesting because a generation, when we think of a generation that's based on age and we think of that across the globe, I'm not so sure there are that many similarities globally. But when we look at Generation Why Not, those are the exact same definitions that we can use on a global basis. So let's look at that a little bit. When I speak of Generation Why Not, I'm talking basically about three different things. One is market disruption, the second, brand innovation, and the third is personal reinvention. Let's look at market disruption. Market disruption is basically coming from asking the question, why not? Making changes to the status quo. Trying something new, and communicating to clients differently. So there are many brands that have done this. For example, there are many companies now, Common Bond is one, that has market disrupted, communicating and reaching their target market very differently. And this is the financial and technology space. And this is where, at least with Common Bond, they have taken this whole concept, this whole idea of student debt and student loans and tipped it on its head and are offering students a whole new way and a whole new market, if you will, to receive funds for their education, which is less expensive per percentage point, as well as a lot easier to use by the consumer. We all have heard of Uber and Lyft. They have pretty much disrupted the market when it comes to transportation. It used to be you would have drivers or car services, limousines, cabs. You would drive yourself. But we never really had something that we could use an app, and within minutes we could be picked up by a specific type of brand, if you will, driver, and taken wherever we want to go and have that completely paid for just by simple clicks. Those are the kinds of things we're talking about, market disruption. Self-publishing, for example, hybrid publishing, that also has been an opportunity to make changes in the market. It used to be that if you wanted to publish a book, you really had one major choice, and that was going with a traditional publisher. Today, you have self-publishing, and even though self-publishing was available beforehand, it wasn't at the level that it is available to us today with all of the tools and the platforms. The platforms such as Kindles and Amazon that we have today. So that's when we speak of market disruption. When we think of brand innovation, we think of Whole Foods. I think of Whole Foods. And that brand innovation, we've always had supermarkets, and Whole Foods is still a supermarket. So it's not really a disruptor in terms of the market, but what it is, it's innovating the brand of supermarkets. It's being able to find food consistently that's organic, sustainable, already prepared and healthy, and for Whole Foods is also socially responsible. When we think of the media is great to help us reinvent our brands. Starbucks, for example, also had a brand innovation when the CEO came back to the helm of Starbucks and saw that there were some things that when he wasn't there, they pretty much went aside and the business started to dip in profit. And so Starbucks, when I think of a brand innovator, is an awesome opportunity to see that in action. And then we have personal reinvention. And I think of one area, I think of doctors, and it used to be that most MDs were trained strictly with the medical model of Western medicine. And now we have a reinvention, if you will, of many doctors called functional medicine doctors. They're MDs, they're osteopaths, they are ophthalmologists, and instead of going with the strict Western medicine where they go and try and patch or bandage a problem, functional medicine doctors go to the source of the problem, and they try not to use or depend heavily on pharmaceuticals. They understand supplements, they understand nutrition, and if necessary, they do prescribe pharmaceuticals as well. But that's not their first line of defense necessarily. Another personal reinvention, which you may or may not be familiar with, and that is Mary Kay Cosmetics. Mary Kay started her empire a little before her 50th birthday. And this was in the day when age 50 is not what it is today. Age 50 was considered much, much older than it is today. Age 50 today is literally someone in just beginning their 40s. And so she reinvented literally herself and created a business around that. Oprah was able to reinvent herself, a personal reinvention, after she was no longer on her TV talk show. She ended up starting OWN Network, and she was able to reinvent basically herself and her brand. So these are the three areas that I love to refer to when I speak of Generation Why Not. And let me summarize those. Market disruption, brand innovation, and personal reinvention. In our next podcast, I will be sharing other pieces of the Generation Why Not methodology, which I feel that you will find to be very, very exciting and of interest. I'm Ruth Klein with Generation Why Not.